Hello, and welcome back to the Rotten Ringer podcast. Before we get started, I would like to wish everyone a happy Pride. It is June, middle June right now. I just haven't been recording at all. I was going to do something Pride related, but I might do that later on in the month. I really do want to release something LGBT related. Oh my god, I just saw that there's a drawing of a bird humanoid on my table that I do this podcast on. There is something that I really do want to talk about. A while ago, E3 happened. The 2019 E3. Roughly a week ago, according to what YouTube is saying. Now, I didn't get to watch the live stream of the E3 announcements, but I did get a majority of the games that are coming out. You know, some heavy-hitting titles for PlayStation, Xbox, and Nintendo. And I figured, hey, I might as well put in my own little opinion about it and make a great episode, right? Right. So I decided to take a look at the YouTube list that someone made. Thank God someone made a playlist of all the trailers for all the games that were announced at E3. Some of them I do know. Some of them are continuations of games I don't know or do know. And some I just definitely do know. So I'm going to start from what I least know. You know, first impressions, to what interests me, and then finally to what I definitely know and am interested in and I have knowledge about. So without further ado, let's get right into it. So the first game on our list is a game called Cyberpunk 2077. Now I go on Tumblr quite a bit, and a week ago, and still going on now, there has been a lot of Keanu Reeves memes, and I'll explain that in a second, because it has to do something with how 2019's been going and what's been leading up to Cyberpunk. So I watched the trailer for Cyberpunk 2077, and as the trailer was going on, I realized that these characters in the game have cybernetic enhancements. So what went through my mind is, oh my god, this game is going to focus a lot on technology and technomancer. This is a part in the trailer where they're trying to kill the main character dude. I think he's the main character. I'm not exactly sure. But they're trying to kill him, and he goes to stab this woman, and the woman, from what I can see, uses hacking abilities to prevent him from killing her, but eventually he does, and I think he's like on the run now. The game just looks fantastic. I think it's just fabulous what they did with the game. All the features on their faces, their arms, their enhancements, it was just really cool. But after, you know, this little tiff, oh that's right, now I remember. So the guy gets into tiff, he gets knocked out, and then he wakes up in a landfill, and the face that he sees is Keanu Reeves, which I was just like, fucking, it made more sense now that I watched the trailer. And Keanu Reeves has been on a goddamn roll. I believe he is in the new Toy Story 4. He was also played a cameo role as himself, a really, really, really exaggerated version of himself in the Netflix movie Always Be My Maybe. And when Cyberpunk 2077 released at E3, he made a guest appearance talking about the game. And basically what I'm trying to say is Keanu Reeves is the new Chuck Norris. He is the new meme god. And I think Chuck Norris can rest in peace now that Keanu Reeves is taking the reins of, you know, meme god. Moving on to the next game, which is called Ghostwire Tokyo. Now, Let me tell you something, guys. I love any games that play with Japanese mythology in a futuristic or modern era. I love that shit. I even love stuff that plays on mythology in Japan, in like back in the day. I love that. I love that shit. It's so cool. Right. Anyways, let's talk about Ghostwire Tokyo. While I was watching the trailer, the trailer opens up with like a bunch of people on their phones walking down the street. It's a busy day and people are on the move. They are go, 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 go. And all of a sudden it pans and then everyone is gone. Like straight up just vanished in one whole scene. The camera pans behind a pillar and everyone's gone. Next shot is actually giving me more context where a lot of people are missing. Not everyone is missing, but a lot of people are. There are a few people left. And from what I got from the trailer description about the game is that there is a group of mythical entities going around making people vanish or kidnapping them. I'm not sure. But them and other entities, creatures, I don't know what to call them. There's a humanoid figure with an Oni mask on. There's just a lot of cool stuff. From what I got from the trailer, you're playing as a guy who carries around a bow and arrow and uses magic powers to defeat these creatures. And that is all I got from it. But the game is like stunning, 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 just like any other game. Xbox and PlayStation and PC games are usually very, very stunning. That's why I'm not really talking about them that much. The art style is fantastic. I appreciate a good art style. And yeah, I'm not going to be able to play it. I don't think so, because I am really just this a Nintendo Switch player, and I am not going to spend God knows how much money to buy another new generation console. So maybe I'll play it with a friend who has it, and maybe not. On to the next game, which is actually one that I'm super excited about, and I hope a friend picks this game up because I really want to play it. It is the Blair Witch Project game. So exciting. I grew up on, horror and comedy. I love a good horror movie. And I'm not saying that Blair Witch is like a horror comedy. Oh, excuse me. I am just tired today. Jesus Christ. Okay. So, I saw the trailer of the Blair Witch Project, and it looks like it's very true to the movie in terms of what is it called? The way the movie plays out. The characters are not depicted in the game. It is actually a man with a dog who are going to look for a missing child in the forest where the Blair Witch is said to live in, and it's just him trying to look for this little boy, and then he trips and falls, and then he gets lost in the Blair Witch. That part is very true to the movie where, this group of people or this person gets lost in the in the forest that the Blair Witch is in. It's been a long time since I've watched the movie, but I remember key parts in it. I just remember them walking around, just going in circles, getting lost, losing their fucking mind, losing the map, and them just trying to figure out what's happening. And then they stumble upon the symbol of the Blair Witch, which is just twigs. It's four twigs bundled together to look like it's like a star, basically. And they're hanging from trees. And the really cool part about this whole trailer is it it shows, you know, people standing in the corner looking away so the Blair Witch can do other stuff with the other people, like murder them. And it, the end of the trailer, it pans out from the guy walking with the dog up into the tops of the trees, and there you see the Blair Witch symbol. And I am so excited. Like I said, I hope one of my friends decides to pick it up. If not, maybe some other time, maybe I'll buy the game myself and we'll encounter this together. Also, another game that caught my attention is a game called Deathloop, which all these games that I'm going to be talking about, I watched the trailer. So, as I was watching the trailer, it starts with a man waking up in like this black beach, like black sand beach. It was really cool. And as the trailer continues, it looks like he's being hunted down by a woman. And as he dies, he wakes up. So it gives me a lot of like Happy Death Day vibes, where the woman just continuously gets murdered, wakes up in her bed, and then repeats the whole day over and over again. It also gave me like vibes of Spy versus Spy, if anyone remembers that cartoon. It's a silly cartoon where a black spy who is, you know, dressed in black, and a white spy who is dressed in white try to kill each other using elaborate traps and weapons. And sometimes they're not even elaborate, it's just sometimes it's a simple gun or a bomb, or it could be as complicated as a Ruth Goldberg machine that drops an anvil on the enemy. And it just reminds me very much of that, except it's a lot more intense. Like, I watched these two people go at it with each other. And the greatest part about it is these two people have special powers. From what I could tell, the man has abilities to use telekinesis and push people away or pull. I don't know. I just saw him pushing someone. And the woman has teleportation abilities. And just as in colorful, contrasting games, the man has orange powers when he uses them, and the woman has blue powers when using them. And I've seen that trend going along with, like, when developers want to make contrasting colors to make it look more striking, like in Portal 1 and 2, and Breath of the Wild does it as well. Very excited for this game. I wouldn't mind playing a demo of this just to see what is going on. And they're not the only two people there. There's plenty of other enemies, but they're the main two people that the trailer wants to focus on. What's better than an Epic game? How about the remake of an Epic game? At E3, it was announced that Final Fantasy VII was remade and is going to be released. And everyone, I swear to God, lost their goddamn minds. There was a week, there still is going on, where my friends who adore the Final Fantasy games were posting before. They were posting original profile pictures of the characters and the remake profile pictures, you know, the before and after graphic change. And I must say, it is strikingly beautiful. I love the Final Fantasy art style. I remember watching Advent Children, I think, with my friend, and just falling in love with the movie. Had no idea what the hell was going on because I've never really played a Final Fantasy game. Except Crystal Chronicles, which I heard doesn't really count as a Final Fantasy game, which I found very disappointing. But yeah, I can't wait, and I think it's released on the Switch, so I think people want me to play 9, 8, or 7. I'm not exactly sure. I'm going to consult with my two friends who are Final Fantasy goddamn experts, and I'm going to see if they can come to a decision together or separately, and we'll see, because I'm super excited to play. But before we continue, we're going to take a little break. and give you some time to just get your thoughts together because I'm going through all these games. So I will be right back after this message. Welcome back from that break. Wow, wasn't that exciting? Whatever I was selling, ooh, it is good as hell. All right, let's get serious though. I want to talk about the real reason I wanted to make this episode. I want to talk about the Nintendo Direct that happened at E3. That is honestly all that I give a shit about at this point. So before I go into what Nintendo released, I'm going to talk about some of the games that I didn't really care for and the ones that piqued my interest but don't really care to play them. Let's start off with Marvel's Avengers A-Day, the game. Now, this is after watching Endgame, I think I'm satisfied with my fill of Marvel. I've watched all the Marvel Cinematic Universe movies. I know that the game will be different, but I just don't really care that much right now. Baldur's Gate. Baldur's Gate is a game released to be part of the D&D world. It's really interesting, but not as interesting to, go out and purchase it. Elden Ring. I have no idea what the hell's happening in Elden Ring. I think it is related to like the fucking, what is it called? Elder Scroll or something? No idea. Outer Worlds. Super fucking excited for Outer Worlds. It is made by the team that used to work at Bethesda, and they made their own company called Obsidian. Super fucking excited. I truly wish I had a console to play this, and I wish I could go into further detail, but I want to continue this going on. Dying Light 2, a zombie game with parkour. Looks interesting, don't really care that much for it. FIFA 20, it's a fucking soccer game, don't give a shit. Gears 5, never played any of the Gears game, but looks promising. Vampire the Masquerade Bloodline 2, looks very interesting, I might look into it. The Elder Scroll Online Elsewhere. It looks like it's spelled elsewhere, but really funky. I love Elder Scrolls. I wish I could play it. Maybe I will when I get a new computer and I can play it on my PC. Borderlands 3. Don't really care. Beautiful art style, though. I love the cel shading in Borderlands 3. Don't really care that much for it, though. Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon. I'm not even gonna waste my time with this fucking game. Hell no. Zombie Army 4. Didn't really get a chance to watch it, but it's a zombie game. You know how it is. Chivalry 2. I know what Chivalry 1 looks like. Don't really care that much. Wolfenstein Youngblood. New game where you can kill Nazis. And in this political state we're in, I think it's a good thing. Nazis should be fucking scared. Old or new. Fuck you, Nazis. You can eat shit and die. I don't care about your freedom of speech. Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. It looks like a fun Star Wars game. I hope they can get it right because Star Wars games, old Star Wars games, cannot do it justice at all. The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt on the Switch. Now, I have a very, 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 I don't like graphic SL games on the Switch because the Switch cannot support very, very detailed games. I watched Mortal Kombat 11 on the Switch. It is terrible graphics-wise, so I don't really care as much for that. Destiny 2 Shadowkeep. I've played Destiny 1 and looks fun. Oh, it's the expansion. Oh yeah. Well, maybe if it's on for the Switch. Watch Dogs. There is a specific character on Watch Dogs Legion that I want to play. It is an old woman who you can play as. I don't know how you can play as her, but I want to play as her. I think that really roughly. Oh, well, there's Fallout 76. Don't care for the Battle Royale shit. Fallout 76 is a goddamn mess right now. Sims 4. I like Sims, but not. I'm not crazy about it. But yeah, I think that's all really the games that I really did want to talk about. What I really want to talk about is the Nintendo part. Now, on to Super Smash Bros. Super Smash Bros. Had some exciting news. Now, at this point in Smash Bros. Ultimate, All of us players know that there is going to be DLC announcements. And when the game originally came out, all of us were holding our breath to see who made it into the game. Let me tell you, Nintendo did not disappoint. So far in the DLC, we have Piranha Plant, who was a gift for anyone who pre-ordered or purchased the digital copy, like pre-ordered it, and he was a gift at a certain day. And we got Joker from Persona 5. Never really played any of those games, but they do look really nice. And the original soundtrack for Persona 5 sounds fucking amazing, from what I've heard in the Smash Ultimate. Nintendo announced for Smash Ultimate that the Dragon Quest Heroes will be playable DLC in the upcoming summer. But that's not the most exciting part. The exciting part is Banjo-Kazooie is coming to Smash. If you don't know, Banjo-Kazooie has been a front runner for Smash Bros. For roughly 8 years now, almost a decade, I think. Alongside Waluigi, Goku, and like something else. I think Shrek too, but like, whoever votes for Shrek is an idiot in the roster. And everyone lost their fucking mind, including some original Rareware. Rareware. God, imagine saying. Try saying that 5 times in a row. Rareware characters, Donkey Kong, Diddy Kong, and King K. Rool, who's also in the game as well, because they are all part of the Rareware family. It is so hard to say that. Oh my fucking God. Okay. But Banjo-Kazooie is finally in the game, and he's coming out, being released in the fall. I personally will already get him in the fall because I paid for the $100 DLC bonus pack for Smash Ultimate. So I'm all set. Any DLC or anything that comes along for Smash Ultimate, I will automatically get because I am what? Prepared. Now, on to Super Smash Bros. Super Smash Bros. Had some exciting news. Now, at this point in Smash Bros. Ultimate, all of us players know that there is going to be DLC announcements. And when the game originally came out, all of us were holding our breath to see who made it into the game. Let me tell you, Nintendo did not disappoint. So far in the DLC, we have Piranha Plant, who was a gift for anyone who pre-ordered or purchased the digital copy, like pre-ordered it, and he was a gift at a certain day. And we got Joker from Persona 5. Never really played any of those games, but they do look really nice. And the original soundtrack for Persona 5 sounds fucking amazing, from what I've heard in the Smash Ultimate. Nintendo announced for Smash Ultimate that the Dragon Quest Heroes will be playable DLC in the upcoming summer. But that's not the most exciting part. The exciting part is Banjo-Kazooie is coming to Smash. If you don't know, Banjo-Kazooie has been a front runner for Smash Bros. For roughly 8 years now, almost a decade, I think. Alongside Waluigi, Goku, and like something else. I think Shrek too, but like, whoever votes for Shrek is an idiot in the roster. And everyone lost their fucking mind, including some original Rareware. God, imagine saying Try saying that 5 times in a row. Rare, where, characters, Donkey Kong, Diddy Kong, and King K. Rool, who is also in the game as well, because they are all part of the Rareware family. It is so hard to say that. Oh my fucking god. Okay. But Banjo-Kazooie is finally in the game, and he is coming out, being released in the fall. I personally will already get him in the fall because I paid for the $100 DLC bonus pack for Smash Ultimate. So I'm all set. Any DLC or anything that comes along for Smash Ultimate, I will automatically get, because I am what? Prepared. This next game is super, super exciting for those who have been longtime fans ever since the Nintendo 64, or for us Americans, the GameCube. I am talking about Animal Crossing. They finally released the newest Animal Crossing after teasing us when Isabelle came out for Smash Ultimate. At the end of her trailer, we see Tom Nook sitting at his desk watching Isabelle's trailer, saying, "Wow, alright, that was fun. Now, back to work." Everyone was just so impatient with it. They were like, "Please, Nintendo," tweeting at Nintendo, "Nintendo, please, give me Animal Crossing now." We finally got it, and it is called Animal Crossing New Horizons. This game is taking place on an island where your character sets up camp. It's very much like Animal Crossing Pocket Camp for the mobile game, which is the kind of feel that I got, except it takes a lot more inspiration from Pocket Camp. In Pocket Camp, you can gather resources and get... Oh, God, I forgot what the... There's a couple in the game that are llamas that create stuff for you, and then you go back to them and they give it to you, and you can set it up as your own campsite. Here, you can build your own world, your own entire world. You'll still get trees and stuff, you know, already pre-generated for you, but you can gather resources and basically create your own world. It is very much Animal Crossing Pocket Camp mixed in with New Leaf, if you've played those games. It looks fantastic. I'm so fucking excited. It is like Nintendo law. Like, if you're gonna release a new console for, you know, homes, you have to release a new Animal Crossing game. You have to release a new Animal Crossing game, a new Mario Kart game, and a new Smash Bros. Game. That's it. That's just the law. They have to abide by it, or else they're fucking eldritch horror mythical creature that they worship will not be satisfied and will take us all down with it. And that's the truth. And I don't care if you believe me. If you don't believe me, you can eat shit. Okay. We are finally at the last game for the Nintendo Direct. And this was a big one, because we did not actually see this coming at all. We were all shocked as hell. Every Nintendo fan and gaming fan was shocked as hell. It was a sequel to The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. And the trailer just looks so promising. But I do have some issues with it. We'll talk about that in a second. So the trailer begins with Link and Zelda traveling deep down, I believe under Hyrule Castle. And they're trying to find something, and luminous stones are illuminating the caverns that they're going deeper and deeper into, when all of a sudden, Zelda, with a brand new fucking rockin' bob, finds a corpse with red hair. Throughout it, some mystical blue magic looks like it awakened it, And so its head snaps back because it's sitting and looks straight at the camera, and its eyes glow, and it's Ganondorf, and he's back. You have no idea how exciting it is to see a sequel to Breath of the Wild on the Switch. That is incredible. A sequel to a Legend of Zelda game on the same console? If I go back, the last time there was a sequel for a Legend of Zelda game was the 64 with Majora's Mask for Ocarina of Time. It has been almost 2 decades now since we've had two Legend of Zelda games that directly correlate with one another. Legend of Zelda for the NES was the first one alongside Legend of Zelda 2, and the second one was Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time with Majora's Mask, and this one is Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild 1 and accompanied with soon to be 2. Now, here's where I see a bit of a problem. I love this game. It's just weird as well to be like, this is a sequel to Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. If Nintendo plans to sell this game, they better come up with something like a marketing ploy to have people buy this damn game. I'll still buy it. I don't give a fuck. But some people will be hesitant because it is still taking place in the new Hyrule that Breath of the Wild took place in. And it's just reused content, you know what I mean? So we'll see how that goes, but a sequel to Breath of the Wild. Also, while I was researching the sequel, there's an article on Google News that basically was just like why I didn't finish Breath of the Wild. And I was like, what was the purpose of writing this fucking article? I didn't read it because it was just so absurd. Why I didn't finish Breath of the Wild? Like, who are you to act so goddamn high and mighty? Just finish the game. It's a game. You act like there's some higher conspiracy to it. Maybe Nintendo just wants to surprise you for once in your miserable life. And rather than data mining and searching for secrets, maybe you should just let Nintendo surprise you. Finish the damn game, buy the sequel, and then finish the sequel. Nintendo just wants to. That's another topic for another day. But for now, I'm gonna call this episode an end. We are at the end. Thank you so much for listening. And remember to subscribe or to just follow wherever you broadcast the podcast. And make sure to come back next time. I will have more episodes out, I promise. And I will see you guys later.